朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
请我们翻到以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn now to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1.
我们上个礼拜已经讲了一部分，我们今天要继续上个礼拜所讲的。
We want to continue what we started off last week.
15-23.
Verses 15-23.
在我们读这一段经文之前，请我们低头，我们做个祷告。
Before we read the scriptures again, let us bow for a word of prayer.
天父，在这漫天烽火的中东。
Heavenly Father, as we think about the war-infested Middle East,
在这个动荡不安的时代，
as we think about the society that we live in,
许多的人在求和平，
so many people are seeking for peace,
但是我们要求你彰显你的旨意，
but we beg you to show us your will.
天父，我们求你照着你在创世以前所定规的计划成全你的心意。
Heavenly Father, fulfill the plan that you've had even before you created this world.
不管人今天在什么样的处境里，
no matter where we are in our stages,
让我们多想到永恒。
Help us to think about eternity.
让我们看见我们所处的这个时代是一个过眼烟云的时代。
Give us eyes to see the real truth of this world that is but a shadow.
求你向我们说话。
Speak to us.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
以弗所书一章十五节到二十三节是保罗为以弗所教会的一段祷告。
The passage of scripture that we read today is a prayer of Paul.
但是上一次我强调，这个祷告也代表上帝对教会心意的一个显露。
Although it was a prayer of Paul concerning the church of Ephesus, I have also mentioned this is a concern that God has to the church eternal.
这个祷告很明显地分成两个部分。
And we mentioned how this prayer is in two parts.
在十七节我们看见保罗强调要认识上帝的丰满。
In verse 17, Paul mentioned the importance of knowing the riches of God.
十八节到二十三节让我们看见保罗强调我们要认识教会的丰富。
And then later on, Paul stressed the importance of knowing the riches of the church.
一方面让我们认识上帝的丰满。
On the one hand, we need to know God.
一方面他提醒我们要认识神给我们这些跟随他的人又何等丰盛的一个荣耀。
But then on the other hand, he wants us to know the glory that we have from the inheritance.
我们今天认识许许多多关于神的事情。
Today we know many things concerning God.
我们不够认识神的自己。
But we do not know God himself.
就不要说我们对他的体验。
So we can't even experience him.
中国人说我们举头三尺有神明。
Chinese have a saying that God is above us about 3 feet.
但是圣经告诉我们说不管你跟神之间有多远的距离。
But the scripture says no matter how far you are away from God.
圣经强调的不只是让我们看见有神，圣经强调的是让我们这些人跟神发生一个关联。
The important thing is for us to have a relationship with God.
当我们提到关系的时候，
we talk about a relationship.
这个关系必然是会有进步的。
This is a relationship that grows.
关系的进步乃是在于相互认识的程度。
And a relationship only will grow with knowledge towards both parties.
中国人讲到五伦的关系。
The Chinese have a saying that there are 5 relations.
不管君臣、父子、夫妇、兄弟，或者这个朋友。
Whether it's between friends or the government or the family.
所有的这些关系都需要从相互的认识来增强它的关系。
The relationship will only grow and improve from knowing each other better.
最近我们儿子在中东。
My son is in the Middle East.
给我们有机会让我们夫妇虽然认识有前后30多年的时间，我们彼此有新的认识。
This gave Mrs. Lee and I an opportunity to know each other even better.
我们实在看见夫妇的关系在更深更进步的认识里面彼此更密切更相爱。
Because of the increased knowledge of each other, I think we have a more intimate relationship.
夫妇是如此，两代也是一样。
This is the same between generations.
前天我的大儿子打了个电话给我。
Day before yesterday, my older son called me.
他现在跟我太太在 Georgia, 在我父母亲那边跟他们过年。
He is spending Chinese New Year along with my wife, with my father and mother in Atlanta.
年初一早上，我大儿子打了一个电话给我，他说：“爸爸，恭喜恭喜，过年是个恭喜发财等等，说了一些他所能够知道的一些好话。”
So on the first day of the Chinese New Year, he called me and gave me all the traditional Chinese greetings that he can think of.
他讲完了以后问我一句话
，and then afterwards he had this to say.
他说：“爸爸，我如果不打电话，你一定不会在意吧？”
Dad, if I didn't call, would you mind?
我说你为什么问这个问题？
And I said, why did you ask this?
说因为这个电话是妈妈逼我打的。
Because it's mother who forced me to make this call.
那么我就跟妈妈讲。
So I spoke to Mrs. Lee.
她说爸爸不在乎这一个电话。
I'm not too concerned with this phone call.
你为什么把爸爸变成那么熟呢？你为什么把我爸爸弄得好像那么四十。
Why did you make me so worldly?
那他就继续在问我，你真的在不在意？如果我不打电话
？And he continued to press me. Would you really mind if I didn't call?
我跟我儿子讲。
So I said to my son.
我说你认识我27年。
You've known me for over 27 years.
我也认识你27年。
And I've known you for 27.
我发现你认识我还不够。
I found that you don't know me enough.
我的答案是什么呢？
What was my answer?
你不打电话，我一点不在意。
If you didn't call, I wouldn't mind.
但是你现在打了电话，我非常的在意。
But now that you have called, I am very concerned.
你不打电话，我一点不在乎。
If you didn't call, I wouldn't have been so concerned.
但是你现在打了这个电话，我非常的感激你。
But now that you have called, I thank you.
你看见没有？当人与人的认识越来越多的时候，他的关系也就越密切。
What I'm trying to say is when our relations grows when we know each other deeper.
一些不懂得谈恋爱的夫妇
a husband and wife who doesn't know how to love each other.
他们的关系到某一个程度就停止
Then their relation will stop at a certain point.
我常常鼓励一些夫妇，你们要学会如何的谈恋爱
I have encouraged couples again and again to know how to love one another.
不要说我们已经老夫老妻，不要再肉麻了。
Don't say we've been married for so long. Don't talk about love.
但是我们老夫老妻有老夫老妻对对方表达爱的方法。
But because we've been married so long, we have unique ways of expressing our love to each other.
也许我们不都是从拥抱或者用我爱你这三个字来表达。
Perhaps we cannot show it from an embrace or saying the words I love you.
但是当我们彼此有更深的认识的时候，我们彼此的关系就更密切。
But because we know each other well, our relations can only grow.
所以保罗在这里提醒以弗所教会。
So Paul is reminding the church in Ephesus.
虽然你们这个教会还不错。
Even though this is a pretty good church.
信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。
You have obeyed the Lord, and you are dear brothers and sisters.
但是你们彼此之间的关系要更深的，跟主的关系要更深的加深。
But your relationship among each other and between God has to grow.
怎么样能够认识神？
And how do you know God?
赐人智慧和启示的灵，使我们能够真知道他。
We need the spirit of revelation and wisdom.
我今天不多再讲上个礼拜讲过了。
I will not reiterate what I've said last week.
今天我要跟弟兄姊妹一起看十八节。
Today I want to spend time on verse 18.
保罗提到我们要知道我们在神的面前有一些什么样的丰富。
Paul stresses that we should know.The riches that we have received from God.
十八节说使你们知道。
Again, Paul said, I pray that you may know.
三件事情。
Three things.
第一个恩召。
The hope.
第二个是讲到那个基业。
The inheritance.
第三是提到那个能力。
And the power.
这三样东西很有意思。
These three things are unique.
恩召是过去的。
The call is in the past.
我们怎么样认识耶稣？我们怎么开始过基督徒的生活？是因为那个恩召而来的。
How do we know Christ? How do we know God? It began when we received Him.
基业是讲到未来的。
The inheritance is in the future.
有一天我们在神的面前要得着这个丰富的基业。
One day before God, we will receive this rich inheritance.
能力是讲今天的。
The power is for today.
所以保罗在这里提到三件事情跟我们的过去、未来和现在有关系。
So the three things that Paul wants us to know has relation to us in the past, in the present, and for the future.
而且非常的有趣的，在第三节到十四节这段经文也是分成三个小段落。
And very interestingly, in verses 3 to 14, you can divide it into three parts as well.
四节到第六节是一个段落。
Verse 4 to 6 is one such passage.
7到12是一个段落。
And then verse 7 to 12 is another one.
13、14节是另外一个段落。
And then verses 13 and 14.
这三个段落都用同样一句话来结束的。
These three passages ends with the same sentence.
使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
To the praise of his glorious grace.
三段都是一样，都是同样的，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，来结束这三段。
All three passages ends with the same sentence to the praise of his glory.
如果我们仔细看，发现四节到第六节是讲到恩召。
If we pay special attention to verses 4 to 6, it talks about our call.
七节到十二节是讲到基业。
From verses 7 to 11, it's our inheritance.
十三到十四是讲到那个圣灵给我们的能力。
And in verses 13 and 14, it's the power from the Holy Spirit.
今天早上我想跟大家思想恩召和基业这两件事情。
This morning, I would like to meditate with you on the meaning of the call and the inheritance.
因为在保罗这个祷告里面，
Because in the prayer of Paul,
他一直慢慢地加强他的负担，到后面这一个显出教会是基督的身体的这样的一个高潮。
He is trying to build up the climactic truth, which is the truth concerning the church.
我们刚才说，以弗所教会是一个很不错的一个教会。
We have just mentioned that the church in Ephesus is a very good church.
它是个信从主耶稣、亲爱众圣徒的教会。
It is a church that is faithful in Christ Jesus and has love among each other.
贾玉明老牧师说了一句话关于这一节圣经。
An elderly pastor has mentioned.
他说，信徒有左右两个手。
Said believers have two hands, left and right.
他说一个手与主相通，一个手与人接连。
They have one hand communing with God, and the other hand they have good relations with brothers and sisters.
在中文的翻译成信从和亲爱，英文把它翻译成 faith and love.
And the English version it mentioned how they are faithful and they have love.
在中文翻译是强调它的动词的这一部分，英文是只是提到名词的一部分。
In the Chinese, the verb is more stressed.
我们在这里看见那个教会不只是有一些属灵的恩典，但是他们也把这些成为他们的行动。
In other words, not only do they have spiritual truth, they also put it in action.
我们在这里先看到这个恩召到底是什么。
So what is this holy call that we've received?
神的恩召让我们再一次想到信徒入门的一些事情。
This is how we begin our path of discipleship.
在这里，保罗提醒这些教会里面的弟兄姊妹。
Paul is reminding these believers.
他所提醒的也是这三十年我在中国教会侍奉里面一个很深的一个负担。
And what he is emphasizing is also one of my deepest concerns for the past 30 years.
过去这三十年来，我发现中国教会有一些很明显的通病。
I've noticed that in the Chinese churches for the past 30 years, there's a common problem.
这个通病之一是什么呢？
What is their common problem?
我们对永生的观念相当的模糊。
We don't have a clear understanding of eternity.
什么叫做永生？
What is eternal life?
有很多人永生把它等于来生。
Many people think that eternal life begins only after we die.
所以当我们一离开这个世界的时候，
So when we leave this world,
我们就开始永生。
Then we begin our eternal life.
弟兄姊妹错了。
This is wrong.
什么时候开始永生呢？
When does eternal life begin?
你信耶稣的那一刹那开始，你就有永生。
It begins at the moment when you believe in the Lord Jesus.
或者你信耶稣开始就开始了永生。
In other words, eternal life begins at the point when you believe.
你说这个有什么重要呢？
Say, what's the distinction?
是个非常的重要。
It's very important.
因为有许多的基督徒，
There's many Christians.
认为得永生是来生的事情。
thinks that eternal life is for the future.
所以不注意今生的行事为人。
So they're not too concerned with their present day conduct and living.
不注意今生的行为，不注意今生的一举手一投足。
They're not concerned with what they're doing right now.
永生是什么呢？
But what is eternal life?
永生等于今生加来生。
Eternal life is what we have now and the life that is to come.
从你信耶稣开始。
At the point when you believe,
你得着那个生命。
You've received this life.
那个生命一直到永远。
And this life extends to eternity.
但是很可惜。
But it's pitiful.
我们知道这个观念的时候。
Even when we know this concept.
我们只强调它的量而忽略了它的值。
We only concerned with the quantity, but not the quality.
我们只提到这个生命是到永远的。
We stress the point that this life extends to eternity.
我们却没有好好的思想我们的生命是什么样的一个生命。
But we do not spend time thinking about what kind of life is this.
所以保罗在这里提醒我。
So Paul is reminding us.
他说我为你们祷告。
I pray for you.
要让你们知道一件事情。
So that you know one thing.
神的恩召。
The call of God.
从信主开始的那个东西。
That began when you first believe.
何等的盼望。
It contains much hope.
从信主开始。
From the point when you believe.
一直到永远。
To eternity.
他这个盼望是提到他的永恒性。
The hope points to the eternal nature.
我们不要轻看何等这两个字是强调它的本质。
Do not overlook the word how, which points to the quality.
我上个月回台湾。
Last month I was in Taiwan for a few days.
我请一位在台大历史系教书的一个好朋友替我收集一些材料。
And I asked a good friend of mine who is now teaching in the National Taiwan University to gather some information for me.
我说中国近代史里面有一个很出名的运动叫做新生活运动。
I said there's a movement in modern Chinese history known as the New Life Movement.
我说我那个时候读历史把这新生活运动没有好好的读所以现在模模糊糊不太清楚。
When I first heard of it, I didn't spend too much time studying, so I don't have a clear concept of what it was about.
我就请台大历史系的这位教授替我收集一些关于新生活运动的一些资料。
So I asked my good friend who's teaching history to gather some information for me.
为什么？
Why?
因为我觉得今天在教会里面。
Because I feel that in the church today,
需要新生活运动。
We need the new life or new living movement.
今天在教会里面。
In the church today,
我们可以在教堂里面很多事情说得天花乱坠。
Within the confines of the church, we can speak lofty words.
但是我们的生活却不能把我们的信仰能够反照出来。
But during our daily living, we do not reflect the truth that we claim that we hold to.
昨天晚上我有机会被邀请到这个大波士顿中华文化协会他们的过年的这一个盛宴在那边做他们的贵宾。
Last night I was invited to be a guest for the Chinese New Year celebration sponsored by the Greater Boston Chinese Cultural Association.
当我接受这个邀请的时候
When I accepted this invitation,
诚实坦白的时候我里面有一些挣扎。
Frankly speaking, I tell you,The truth, I had some struggles.
那样的地方合适我这个牧师去吗？
Is it suitable for me as a pastor to go to such a celebration?
那不是一个很世俗的一个地方吗？
Isn't that a very worldly place?
那么我这个那么圣洁的人跑到那里去，不是有一点呢这个不太调和吗？
Is it proper for me as a holy person to go to such a surrounding.
弟兄姊妹我还是去了。
I did go.
我带着那个 holy person 的 holiness 去了。
I went with holiness.
我觉得我应该在那个地方让人家看到我的 holiness.
I felt that I need to be there for others to see.
这是一个很重要的基督徒的世界观。
This is an important Christian worldview.
我不认为一个基督徒参与这样的一个活动是不对的。
I do not believe that it's wrong for Christians to take part in these activities.
今天基督徒一个大的危险。
One of the dangers facing Christians today.
我们的好朋友都在教会里面。
Is that all our good friends are located in the church.
我们在外面我们没有好朋友。
We do not have good friends in the world.
这只有两个可能。
There are only two possibilities.
这个可能已经把所有的好朋友都 convert 变成基督徒了。
One is that you've converted all your good friends to Christians.
我为你感谢赞美主。
If that's the truth, then I praise God for you.
另外一个可能。
The other possibility.
你有一种错误的世界观。
You have a wrong worldview.
你是一个圣徒。
Because you are holy.
虽然你的名字不叫 Simon Templar.
Even though your name is not the saint.
但是我们总是觉得我们是一个圣洁的人。
But we feel that we are quote unquote holy.
我们跟世界是井水不犯河水。
So we have no real relation with the world.
我们跟世界是敬而远之。
Yes, we can be there, but we do not want to touch it too much.
保罗在这里为以弗所教会祷告。
But Paul is praying for the church.
他要让他们再一次复习那个恩召。
So that they reveal the hope that the call.
再一次提醒他们一个基督徒的世界观到底是什么。
Reminding them of the proper Christian worldview.
弟兄姊妹，你现在了解为什么我有负担要在教会的里面，在中国教会的里面带出一个运动来，叫做新生活运动。
Do you now understand my concern and burden for bringing forth this new life or new living movement in the Chinese church?
到底我们今天基督徒在我们的环境里面，在我们的学校，在我们的办公室当中有什么样的影响？
What kind of influence do we Christians really have?In our sphere of influence,
我给大家发出一个这样的挑战。
I issue this challenge to you.
如果你的公司里面没有你
，If you are not present in your company,
你的公司会有什么不同
？How would that impact your company?
请问那一个地方有什么不一样
？How much of a difference would that make?
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。